Welcome to Warminster Works. My name is Jason Crowley. I am currently a township supervisor here in Warminster Township. Today, we're just going to do a quick podcast update on a couple things going on around town. Biggest issue probably this week and probably for the rest of the summer in town is the development that is proposed currently at Doucher's Farm at Ivyland and Mearns Road. Doucher family has owned that property for many decades now. However, the current owners are retiring and have agreed to sell the property to a development company. The development company is looking to put single-family homes onto that property by right, meaning without special approvals from the township, they could build single-family homes up to about 36 there. They received a dispensation to increase that to 42 as part of making some other improvements in the area, including traffic-wise. However, the big debate that's currently going on right now has to do with the location of the exits and entrances to the property. The plan, as it's currently drawn up, has the exits and entrances to the property on Ivyland Road. Now, the neighbors who live in that area near Ivyland Road, including those across the street from the current location, have some severe concerns about that and would rather see the exits and entrances placed on Mearns Road. Now, the problem with exits and entrances on Mearns Road is that Mearns Road is actually a state-owned road. So PennDOT will have a say in whether or not there are exits or entrances onto Mearns Road, which directions they can flow in, and a number of other issues. There's a third group that would like to see the proposed neighborhood connected to the adjacent neighborhood, sort of the Arbor Lane area, and have the stub roads connected through the development. Obviously, that makes the neighbors in that area quite uncomfortable also. So there's a number of different factors at play, and it's quite a difficult situation, to be honest. Nobody is, I believe, going to come out of this particularly happy with any one scenario, and I don't know what's going to happen on Thursday night. It originally went through the Planning Commission, took two nights of Planning Commission hearings, and the Planning Commission sent it forward to the Board of Supervisors with a recommendation to give preliminary approval to the project on with the idea of using Ivyland Road entrances and exits. The Planning Commission's recommendation is merely that, it's a recommendation. The Board of Supervisors have the option of either following that recommendation or we're going a different way. Usually going into a vote, I have a pretty good idea of where we might end up on a vote. I will tell you this. It's Tuesday morning, about 10:30 a.m. The vote will be on Thursday at 7 p.m. Well, the meeting starts at 7 p.m. The vote won't probably take place till well after 10 o'clock. And I can't, for the life of me, tell you which way this vote's going to go. I know that there are going to be a lot of passionate people in that room, and I expect it. It's your neighborhood. It's your community. I encourage everybody to come out who wants to have their voice heard and make their voice heard. But I honestly don't know what will happen in the vote. There's a couple different scenarios. It could be approved for final and preliminary approval, which is unlikely. It could be approved for preliminary approval, which means they would have to come back later on and get final approval. Or it could be rejected by the Board of Supervisors. Now, some people have asked me, what would happen if it got rejected by the Board of Supervisors? And based on what I'm seeing, it's likely that there would probably be some legal proceedings that take place. As a developer, his lawyer has sent us a letter stating that they believe that they're entitled to this approval based on previous approvals at the old school sites. I'm not a lawyer. We have a solicitor for that. If it comes to that, we will have the lawyers figure it out. But like I said, it's just one of a couple options of what could happen on Thursday night. So if you're interested, please make sure to show up and come to the meeting. Another couple things going on around town. Nativity Carnival starts tonight. So go on over and attend if you can, but definitely be aware of pedestrians on Street Road during this time. We have people out there making sure everybody gets across all right, but it's going to be dark at night, and kids, I just want everybody to be careful. Also, this past weekend, the Wounded Hero 5K took place in the Warminster Community Park, and I was able to attend along with Supervisor Dan McPhillips and Supervisor Chairman Mark McKee, where Mr. McKee read a proclamation making June 16th Vietnam Veterans Day in Warminster. Very nice ceremony. It was great to be a part of it, and I appreciated the opportunity to be on stage while we read that proclamation. And other than that, there's going to be a lot over the summer in terms of hearing about what's coming next. I can tell you that a development is proposed at 911 York Road. Now, where's 911 York Road? Well, 911 York Road is sort of across from where the Kingdom Hall, the Jehovah Witness facility is, in between the church and the apartment building there on York Road. Right now it is a wooded area, but it's a fairly deep wooded area that goes back quite a ways. The owners of that property have sold that to a development company, County Builders, which has done quite a few projects in our town over the past few years. At the Economic Development Committee meeting recently, we had an opportunity to meet County Builders and one of their partners on what they're planning for that site. And basically what they're planning for is age-restricted housing. So it would not be apartment complexes. What you would have would be townhomes for those 55 and over, along with a separate facility that would offer independent living, assisted living, and memory care facilities. Sort of think like an Anne's Choice or a Shepherd's Crossing type scenario. They would want to offer it there. So we'll see. That the architectural plans look beautiful. And there's going to be talk about traffic, obviously, because you're going to be exiting and entering from York Road. We expect to see that plan sometime later this summer. And then real quick updates on some things going on around town in terms of buildings. You got Steak and Shake at the Old Friendlies. You can see they're finally really getting moving on that. So that's continuing to go. The car wash on Street Road, some movements taking place there too. So hopefully we will see these progress throughout the summer and open early this fall. Lidl's supposed to come back to us. They want to redesign their plan. I think they're going to make their store a little bit smaller. We still want them to do a lot of the get rid of the parking lot and put as much green in there as possible. They're also looking at maybe adding a restaurant site on that property. So that's the old Pathmark. And then you have Kmart, which is owned by Weiss now. Weiss did purchase it. We have not heard anything official from Weiss. What I'm hearing unofficially is that they're actually looking to sell the property, and that, you know, there's various medical centers that have been interested in opening an outpatient facility and things like that. But that's all hearsay. They have not come to us officially. The only thing they have done is they're doing some site work there. So whether or not Weiss sells the property to a medical group or whether they keep it, we just don't know yet. We're eager to find out. We ask all the time. We're not getting a whole lot of answers at this point. So that's really all the updates I have. If I have anything else, I'll make sure to send out another podcast. If you have any questions, please know that you can always reach me. There's a couple different ways you can do it. I have my website, which is www.jasoncrowley.com. I'm on Facebook. If you search, go onto Facebook and you search for Jason T. Crowley. It'll pop up not only my profile, but my Warminster Supervisors Facebook page. And I'm also on Twitter, if you happen to be a Twitter follower, at Jason Crowley. Thank you for your time. Remember, Township Meeting Thursday night, 7 p.m., 401 Gibson. And everybody have a safe week. Thanks.